The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Speaking. My name is Dudley William Steffen, known as Doug to more people than Dudley, I guess, probably, radio-wise. We are about to cut into your life in terms of information. We being Ken Kessler and me. Jennifer went to urgent care last night. I don't know what that's about. Have to figure it out. In the meantime, we're all about the business of what's going on in the world for Tuesday, the 15th. I said in the last hour, the Ides of July are upon us. For those of you who watched 24 last night, looks like the next season will be in Moscow.
Yeah.
Would you say that was probably how it's going to go?
I think that
that's certainly what it looks like.
All right. And
wow.
It looks like the president and his daughter will no longer be functioning together. That's sort of a surprise. All right, so that takes care of that. The situation in Israel, first time the Israelis have encountered an unarmed aircraft, the drone. It drowned the drone.
I guess that might be
because Israel is on the water. It might have been. That's where it went. Anyway, there was a drone that came over from the Gaza Strip. So if the Army or Navy or whoever it was, Air Force, had a drone? Wasn't that part of yesterday's scheme, Kenny? Do I remember that?
Yeah, I think it sounds familiar. I think
so. Now both sides have drones. I guess we could come to that conclusion. Unmanned aircraft. So now this brings forth a whole other picture, not necessarily of the foolishness going on, and that's what it is, the Israelis and the Palestinians. But is this the future of warfare? These drones that can be targeting specific, I mean, for heaven's sake, somebody could use a drone to target your house, Kenny, or my farm, or your house. This is one of those things people develop thinking, wow, this is a great invention. Am I proud of this? And then they don't think about what it could be used for. I don't know if people thought that of Edward Teller and his bunch thought that when they developed. I think they, from the beginning, knew what they were developing was bad and that they wished they hadn't developed it after they'd done it. So one always asks the question, why'd they do it in the first place? And that isn't the situation because drones have all kinds of applications, but sooner or later, somebody's always going to take something like this and figure out what its application is for war, for hurting people. So anyway, this Egypt is calling for a ceasefire, and the Americans say, wow, you guys in Egypt are great. Isn't it terrific? But yet there isn't a ceasefire. So what good is it? It's all a bunch of hooey at the moment. 888-302-3684. Those of you who have ties to Israel or ties to Palestine, what do you think about this? We have a lot of Palestinian Americans, certainly a lot of Israeli Americans, a lot of Jewish Americans who are not necessarily ethnic. There's an ethnic Jew and there's a religious Jew, I have found in my experience. And not always do they go together. Not always are there. There are not that many, well, I shouldn't say there aren't that many. Not all Jews are passionate about the homeland. Most that I know of, at least that have family that went through the Holocaust, very tied to it. But there are some who are not. So they think all of this is unnecessary, or they don't involve themselves one way or another. So that's why I asked the question, if you're a Palestinian American or an Israeli American, what is it? And be frank, 888-302-3684. Kenny, you got any comments? Facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. Comments about events going on as we go from day to day to day to day to week to week to week to week to month to month to month to month to year to year to year to year to decade to decade. This is going on every day over there. There's some kind of tension.
Will says, the Israeli conflict worries me. How many sparks can this tinderbox take before it flames up and explodes? The way it is not being covered as it should worries me as well.
Nah, that's an opinion. Okay, but there have been sparks there since 1948. There have been sparks there for centuries, sparks for millennia. It just goes on and on and on. What else?
Aaron says, Hamas fired the rockets first. They deserve whatever they get.
We've painted the picture, the Western media has painted the picture of Hamas and the Palestinians as the bad guys, which, in my rendering, is the accurate way of... I can hear somebody now. Yesterday, somebody came after me, some listener came after me because they didn't like my approach to something, and they had it all wrong. People hear half of a sentence, or they hear a phrase or a word or something, they think all of a sudden, hey, he sounds just like Obama, or hey, he sounds just like a left-wing liberal, or hey, he sounds like he doesn't like America. I think I said something about my country first or something, didn't I, Kenny? I think that was what the issue was. I was saying that my country is not always right. And it isn't with me, my country, right or wrong. As person said, you lost a listener when you said that. Well, you know what? That I find most of the time not to be true, because usually a week later they say, I told you I wasn't going to listen to you anymore. And you say something else. But it's just, what is it about all of these things that we find so attractive? And that's the, what, why do we have to be, why is it that we're always fighting with somebody? What is the nature of that? Is it business? I think in these circumstances, not necessarily what's going on in the Middle East, at least with Israel and the Palestinians, it's very deep, but it's also very foolish. It's deep yet shallow. All right, what else?
Eric says, every drop of civilian blood spilled in Gaza is upon the hands of Hamas.
What I said a minute ago about Hamas and the, or what I guess I started to say, you go back to the era, I've told my story many times about Arafat meeting him, looking at him, and seeing in his eyes a steel-blooded, steel-cold killer. His eyes were amazing, like the eyes, not of a snake, but there was something looking at that man's eyes when I shook his hand that just give you chills. And there are people who are like that. They do everything they can for them. It's all about them. With Arafat, it had nothing to do with right or wrong. It had to do with something that he saw. He could seize power and amazing wealth, and he did it. That's what this stuff is all about. There's no principle involved in any of this. What else?
That's about it.
8883.
That's the same.
All right, yeah, a lot of redundancy in that, we understand. 888-302 Doug. Email to Doug or canadougstefan.com. The Israeli situation. I don't know whether we ought to give, is it different enough so we give Uri a call? Or is it just pretty much the same picture as yesterday? That's my.
I don't know how different it is over there. I know that with this call for a ceasefire, Israel agreed to it, and Hamas said no, and they're going to fire even more rockets. I don't know what on the ground it will have changed from. I know Uri posted a picture, and I put it on our Facebook page, of a rocket. He said this is part of a Hamas rocket that was intercepted by the Iron Dome, fell yesterday next to our apartment. There were gas cylinders next to it. Thank God they did not explode.
Well, the Iron Dome is something that's gotten a good deal of attention. I thought, given the fact that the Dome is such a popular television program, that it's interesting they use that name. It's a shield system. The rockets, we have the same thing here. As a matter of fact, it's the same, probably the same system. It's built to protect our cities, and in the event of something horrible happening, like happened last night on 24, and then you use it. 24 often reflects, in many ways, what's going on in our world. I thought it was the interesting thing about the Chinese and how close you get to war and those sorts of things. That's sort of almost like ripped out of the pages of today's newspaper or recent newspapers. At any rate, for those of you who are watching 24, you understood the end of the season, the end of this season, which many people think is one of the best seasons ever produced. Kenny, what did you think of the final episode of this season of 24?
I thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, it delivered as well as it ever has in terms of viewership and interest and that sort of thing. So maybe you'll have, as time allows, an excerpt or two to sort of wrap around the story. Meanwhile, 17 after the hour on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light, it's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect. It'd be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome ass. Responsive.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing. The fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking super excited.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you can get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you can find fun almost anywhere.
Are you even listening? Huh? Sorry.
Funnel cake. Gets them every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Big data may be just another overused buzzword, but storing, sharing, protecting, and recovering big data is a big deal to companies, big or small. Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement solutions for data protection and disaster recovery, email archiving, file sharing, and e-signing, all designed to protect big data and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/bigdata.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Walmart when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil at the everyday low price of $16.47. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to valvoline-usa.com for more info.
All right, what do you think about what's going on in Israel? Are we involved too much? Are we not involved enough? It takes a lot of thinking about this, and much of it is ethnic. Let's see, Bill's in Port Charlotte. So what to say you about our involvement, lack thereof, or whether it's Israel, the Palestinians, or anything in the Middle East, Bill?
Thanks for asking, sir. I'm a 20-year military veteran. I'm a gunnery sergeant from combat units that served all over the Middle East. And I think that people should know that we, if they don't know, that we, the American taxpayers, send around $3 billion a year in weaponry and support bulldozers to the Gaza Strip and to the Israelis. I think that they should know that we manufactured the AGM-114 Hellfire missile right here in Orlando, Florida, right in a building just a few miles from Disney World, where the children are playing each day. We contribute to the execution of over 1,300 Palestinians with those weapons, white phosphorus weapons that burn the skin off of women and children, and that is going on right now. These are the same people that ran over a girl named Rachel Corey in 2003 with a bulldozer that we shipped, a Caterpillar D9 bulldozer.
All right, so the bottom line is you think we ought not to be involved.
Well, of course, we shouldn't be involved in any of this, but there are reasons why an organization called AIPAC is in control of the United States Senate and our foreign policy.
All right, so thanks for the call. 21 after the hour, and good day.
Question.
Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Let's watch those girls. Summertime music from a group called The Occasions. Crank it up there.
I'm a girl watcher. I'm a girl watcher. Here comes one now. I was just a boy when I threw away my toy. I found a new pastime. Well on.
Summer music put us into the mood. Mood also comes from what you watch as well as what you listen to. And that happens as a lot of people go to sleep. They like the laughs of the late night programs, the monologues from Conan O'Brien and Jimmy Fallon and David Letterman, etc., Seth Meyers. So here's an excerpt from each of them from last night.
I thought we'd take a look at some info button results in a piece we call What Am I Watching? For example, there's a show I was watching the other night called 19 Kids and Counting.
After a few months
of training, it's on cable, 19 Kids and Counting. And then I hit the info button, and look what it said. It said, tonight they find 6 more in the cushions. Yeah. Look at this one right here. Here's the show Extreme Couponing. It's called Extreme Couponing. Yeah, and then I hit the info button, and it said, a sport for people who get winded using scissors. This show called Fish Tank Kings. It's called Fish Tank Kings. It's a real show. Watch it for a bit. Hit the info button. It said, you'd better be sure there's an afterlife because you are wasting this one.
I'm sure a lot of people are going to be excited about this. Hostess announced that it's bringing back its chocolate-covered Twinkie, the Chocodile. 15 years after it was discontinued, it is coming back. When asked what inspired them to bring it back, Hostess official said, Colorado and Washington. That's right, Hostess will be selling its chocolate-covered Twinkie 15 years after they stopped making them. When asked why they decided to make new chocolate-covered Twinkies, Hostess was like, right, new ones. Yeah.
Did you know this? Last, I guess Saturday night was the supermoon. Anybody enjoy the supermoon? Don't kid yourself. Weird things happen during the supermoon. I woke up barefoot with my clothes torn, stumbling through the moors. The supermoon was so close, Justin Bieber was throwing eggs at it.
This is unbelievable. While on vacation in Alaska, a California man caught a 482-pound, 8-foot-long Pacific halibut. Even more amazing, he caught it in bed with his wife. Even worse, when he asked her why she did it, she said, for the halibut.
You can smell that one coming. Yeah, all right, so speaking of that, from 24, the season finale last night, here's an excerpt where Chloe calls Jack and offers to help him go after the bad guy.
Who is this?
Jack, it's me.
Chloe, where are you?
Chang had me. I jumped out of his truck. Adrian's dead.
I know.
Then you got my message. You know, he used the device to launch the attack on the Chinese carrier.
Yes. If I capture Chang alive and can prove his involvement in today's attack, we might be able to get China to back down from war.
Do you know where he is?
He's leaving on a cargo ship. Belichick's meeting me down at the docks.
You can't go in there blind. I'm at Millswood, not far from the docks. Come get me. I'll run comm for you. I'll get you satellite schematics.
Chloe, I don't think that's a good idea.
Jack, I know you don't trust me. Adrian lied to me. The only thing I did wrong was to believe him. Please, let me make this right.
Give me your cross streets. I'll pick you up.
As predicted, the existence or survival of Chloe and Jack is incumbent on next season, so you know that much if you haven't seen the episode. 20 and half the hour and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Ron Christie and Garo LaMarche. Coming right up, why is Hamas raining ineffectual missiles on Israel when it knows they'll die in retaliation at 100-to-1 ratio?
This is Ralph Nader. I've been working with conservatives on issues where we agree, like ending the NSA dragnet, cutting corporate welfare, and challenging trade agreements that undermine our sovereignty and economy. That's why I wrote Unstoppable. It explains how the left and right can work to dismantle the corporate state in 24 major areas for overdue change. You can play a role in this growing convergence and obtain my book by visiting Nader.org today.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for LaMarche and Christie. Why would Hamas be raining ineffectual missiles day after day on Israel when it knows that in retaliation they'll die at 100-to-1 ratio? What's the point?
Well, nobody ever accused Hamas of acting in its irrational self-interest, and so I can't explain why they're doing that. I would just say two things. I would say that Abbas today spoke out against Hamas. It's a step people have been wanting him to do. It's a good thing. We ought to acknowledge it. Israel side, I think that Israel's swift action in the arrest of those responsible for the violence and the murder of the Palestinian youth is admirable.
If you look at a group like Hamas, which is a terrorist organization which is dedicated to the destruction of the Jewish state, which seeks to reunify Jerusalem as part of a Palestinian state, I think their actions can only be summed up in that they want to continue to kill Israelis and they want to make sure that the Israeli state doesn't exist. And so I think that Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel has shown remarkable restraint in his ability to drop leaflets and his ability to warn civilians. And I think the Israeli response could have been a lot more severe, and cooler heads are prevailing. But I think, unfortunately, Hamas is going to drag this out that Israel invades.
That was your
GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now, 33 after the hour on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Welcome to our world, your world, the world, that we bring to you on a platter. Some of the information may not taste as good. Some of it may be very tasty. Depends on your point of view. I find Ken Kessler and I are here because Jennifer, I thought Jennifer was going to be here, and I think she planned to. I don't know what. She went to the emergency room for some last night. Oftentimes, she takes care of many of the people in her family. So whatever that means, we'll figure it out. Meanwhile, as far as you figuring out what's going on, the story of Sergeant Bo Bergdahl. We remember the original way we learned about this fellow. Images of him, one piece at a time. He was the soldier, as you know, who was in captivity. What was it, 5 years, Kenny? Seems to me it was 5 years. Held by the Taliban for 5 years. He was set free. People were happy at the beginning, but it quickly turned around as a lot of people dug around into his background and what actually happened. Then there was a call for an investigation. And then, bing, bang, boom, he is back in uniform, back in service. The Army announced yesterday he has completed medical care and mental counseling after being in a hospital in San Antonio, and he's back at work taking a desk job at Fort Sam Houston. He will be assigned to a unit responsible for homeland defense, civil support operations, and security cooperation programs involving countries like Canada, Mexico, and the Bahamas. I think one of the things that this tells us is how crazy involved we are. There's so many intricate things going on in terms of our service and what members of the service do. But there are a lot of people who look at this guy and think he's a traitor. So now he's still in uniform. He's going back to work. What's the story? 888-302-3684. The debate continues because of the deaths of the U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan after he walked off. Are they directly or indirectly because of him? He walked off his post. There are all kinds of, as I look back, the backlash, though, and how it's affected. You got to wonder how it's affected his family, right?
He has a daughter. Talked to him.
He doesn't talk to his family.
He has refused to talk to them.
Yeah. Why?
And he's back. He doesn't say. He just has refused to talk to them. And while he is back in uniform and duty, they have to do that while they conduct an investigation before, because he hasn't been charged with anything.
So he's just there occupying time and space, and we're paying for it.
That's why he's at a desk, while they conduct an investigation.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have, they can't, he could sue. They can't lock him up, and they can't just throw him out of the service.
How is he readjusting? Any story about that in terms of whether he passes the mental exam, physical exam, or whatever? That's got to be something awfully difficult.
Yeah, I would think so, too. There hasn't been anything, I haven't seen anything that said, but if they ran all of their tests and did all their therapy or whatever on him and put him back behind a desk, they must not think that he's a threat.
Mm-hmm. So when you say he doesn't talk to his family, he doesn't talk to anybody in his family, parents, brothers?
No, not since he was released and came back to the United States. He has refused to talk to any of them.
Hmm. I wonder how he's getting along with his soldiers. That'd be kind of interesting, too. Wouldn't you wonder how he's getting along with... Yeah. All right, so that's his story. A lot of you are going to be breathing a sigh of relief today, knowing that Jenny McCarthy has booked her first job. When is she actually done? This next month, right? She is going to have her own weekly Sirius XM radio program, which she announced with Howard Stern yesterday, called Dirty Sexy Funny with Jenny McCarthy. Wow, that sounds pretty exciting, huh? Big show turning for that.
Can hardly wait.
Yeah, right. These people get a platform. Why? All right, I just threw that in because I thought it would be an interesting, it was an interesting sort of positioner between Mr. Bergdahl and baseball. I love looking back just for fun at some of the things that went on that affect, whether they affect, it's sort of reminiscent of our connection to things like baseball. When you look back at the history on this date, for example, Hank Aaron hit his 500th career home run in Atlanta. Second longest All-Star game was played as the National League defeated the American League in a 2-0 shutout, 13 innings, 1987. All-Star game is tonight, right? Who is favored in the All-Star game tonight?
Nobody. I haven't seen who's favored.
Michael Forte is at the controls in our studio in Washington. He follows a lot of this stuff. But we don't. The fellow who won the batting contest last night is not the one who was favored. It was the one who won it last year. It was somebody else who was supposed to, at least a lot of people thought he would win. But I see how you can nail all that stuff together, right? In terms of just because he may be doing well in the season, that doesn't mean he's going to have a good night. And then one wonders whether there's any respect given to this stuff because of the... Wasn't it one year when McGuire won or Sosa, one of those guys, because they've been on drugs? Do I remember that? Is that in my mind?
It sounds right, yeah. Mm. Mid-late 90s, I think.
Yeah, right, exactly. On this date, 1985, baseball players voted to strike if no contract was reached with baseball owners. How long did that strike last? Rest of the season, didn't it? If I remember correctly?
Nobody remembers. I don't remember.
All right, see, we don't remember these things. George Washington Bradley pitched the first no-hitter in baseball by leading St. Louis to a 2-0 win over Hartford when Hartford had a team that was back in 1876 on this date, in case you care. All right, so anyway, who's the fellow that won the home run thing last night? Michael.
Yoenis Céspedes.
What's his story?
A Cuban defector.
As a defector? Really? Did he come over in one of the boats or in a tire tube? How'd he get here?
I don't remember the details. A few years ago, he wound up in Central or South America and then came here from there.
And so who's he play for?
A's.
The Oakland A's. Is he the best player on the team?
He's one of them.
Yeah. All right. So did you watch that?
No.
Nah. I heard some people saying that they were going to spend a little time watching it, but that was it. Okay, well, for those of you who care, that's the story. Speaking of baseball players, according to a story today at DougStefan.com, A-Rod is being sued by his own lawyer. So what's the story behind the story with that, Kenny? A-Rod gets in. Alex Rodriguez, the New York Yankees player.
When A-Rod was facing all of the charges about doping, he, of course, had attorneys representing him, mm-hmm. but he seems to have decided or just forgotten to pay them. He owes them almost $400,000, hasn't paid anything. Yeah.
Well, you know, you're as busy as he is with all those women, you forget to pay your bills. Isn't that how it works, kind of? Yeah.
Right, so. Slipped his mind.
Right. All right. So speaking of what's slipping your mind, remember those of you who followed with interest the Costa Concordia story? How many people remember the story of the ship, the Costa Concordia? Raise your hands.
Oh, yeah.
Remember? 30 months it's been. Does it seem like that's like 2.5 years since the ship ran aground, capsized? And remember last year, we were looking, all of us, with awe at the pictures of how they raised it. They floated it so that it would be upright and they could tow it. It's taken 6 months. Can you imagine what it's cost the insurance company to get this thing out of there? It's taken them 6 months to right the ship, and now they're going to haul it. They're just today going to start hauling it away to the scrapyard. Hauling it away. On, because they've put the floats and stuff all around, they can tow it slowly to a basically a ship junkyard. They cut it up for scrap, which seems like an incredible waste, don't you? And sometimes I look at stuff like that. I always look at what you can save. And we're doing a lot of cleanup around my house and around the farm. I'm looking at things, okay, I can save this for that, or I can use it for something else. You know, you look at that. I do anyway. So I find it, when you look at that thing, is, you could gut it, use the hull for something else, I suppose. But the amount of furor and the attention that was given to the story, the saga, make for a good movie. I'm surprised they haven't started making a movie on this yet. Or is there something started and I haven't heard about it? The movie about the costume.
I haven't heard anything, but I got to think that there's something in the works.
A movie there somewhere, yeah. All right. The Bergdahl thing, isn't that going to be made into a movie? His story?
Oh, sure.
Sergeant Bergdahl?
Gotta be, yeah.
Right. All right, 16 before the hour, as we go through the items of the day, the issues of the day, with a spin here, a little spin here, a little spin there. Summer clearance sale time at Chamonix. Chamonix is the company that puts together a lot of these products that you hear me talking about during the course of the program. The one that sells the best, the one that does the best, the one that is the best, because I take it every day and understand what it does for my body, and I'll tell you, it'll do great things for your body. It's nothing but pure positivity when it comes to Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus is made from a product called arginine, which creates nitric oxide. It's an amino acid, widens your arteries to maintain normal blood pressure levels. Somebody emailed me this morning that they wanted to get onto it, and I gave them the number. Getting onto it is a great way to lower blood pressure if you have higher blood pressure, or to maintain your blood pressure. Get that blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain. So important. So maintain your health, your cardiovascular health. Doctors discovering new arginine benefits every day, and that's why there are, what's the old expression about unintended consequences? Heart Factors Plus contains 6 fantastic antioxidants. Go for it. Do it. And right now, this best-selling supplement ever is being offered to you by dialing 800-577-8560. Not only will you get a 3-month supply of Heart Factors Plus, but you'll get a 3-month supply of the new CoQ10 and fish oil supplement that they put together at Chamonix. It's a great offer. Take advantage of it now. 800-577-8560. Money back guarantee for both products, interestingly enough. absolutely risk-free. Tell them Doug Steffen sent you when you call for Heart Factors Plus, making your life better. 800-577-8560.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Dr. Ron Hoffman is here with us on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Great website, drhoffman.com. He has a newsletter that comes out every, I think it's every week, Ron, isn't it? Don't you believe
that's correct. Yeah, right. Every week.
So this week you're featuring a discussion of supplements that may help you if you have Alzheimer's. First of all, do you think Alzheimer's is hereditary at all, or is it purely built around what it is that we do with our lives?
Well, it's a mixed bag. To some extent, it is hereditary because there are some people with a gene that makes them extraordinarily prone to Alzheimer's. I almost don't want to test people for that gene because once you have that gene, you have such a high likelihood of developing Alzheimer's disease that it's scary and demoralizing. But for the vast majority of people, it's unclear why they develop Alzheimer's disease. But we can suspect certain things. The environment certainly plays a role. Environmental pollution, perhaps heavy metal toxicity. These are some of the things that contribute.
All right. So what's the best way? There are drugs that people are touting that will keep, well, I don't know if they say, if the suggestion is that they'll keep you from getting Alzheimer's, their way of dealing with it supposedly. But you have in your newsletter a number of elements that people ought to be taking as regular supplementation that would keep you from likely getting Alzheimer's, having a problem with Alzheimer's, dementia, more or less the same thing. In terms of keeping yourself away from these things?
There is this process of gradual cognitive decline that many Americans experience. It's virtually universal, but Alzheimer's is more serious, obviously resulting in complete loss of function. Mm-hmm. When it comes to the drugs, unfortunately, one of the taglines of this article is they just did a study which showed that 99.6 of the drugs developed in the last decade don't work. They fail once tested. So I think I was only like one out of 200 and some odd drugs, proposed drugs, works. And by works doesn't mean it prevents or accurately treats Alzheimer's. It just may slow the progression, relieve the symptoms for a while, but then people go on to decline and death.
Yeah.
So we're not doing very well on the drug front. And actually, the drug companies are getting kind of desperate. They're saying, look, we've sunk billions and billions of dollars into research on this, and it's not paying off. So, they need to go back to the drawing board. So that's why I talk about supplements. And again, I don't want to emphasize that supplements are not a panacea for this, but things like fish oil, simply using fish oil or including healthy fish in your diet will reduce the likelihood that you'll have cognitive decline. There are other supplements that are used traditionally, for example, in Chinese remedies. Huperzine A actually has a pretty good track record, better than some of the prescription drugs that are touted.
Where do you get that?
It's present in a lot of the modern supplements and formulations. I make a supplement called Membrine, M-E-M-B-R-I-N, that has huperzine. It has ginkgo biloba in it. Everybody knows about ginkgo these days.
Right. Yep.
It's something that makes you smarter.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some of the things that can be helpful.
I noticed that vitamin E is on here. Vitamin E is sort of controversial in a sense. Sometimes people say you should take it, and some people say you shouldn't take it.
Well, you know, that's interesting because, you know, they say, well, you know, it's not good for the heart, don't bother taking it, or even that it might be potentially harmful. But at a dose of 2,000 international units, a very high dose, it was dramatically effective against Alzheimer's disease.
Really?
It kept patients functional 30% longer than a placebo. And that's much better than any of the drugs out there. So vitamin E deserves a place in our armamentarium against Alzheimer's.
A lot of women who are having hot flashes, according to a study that I saw, losing weight helps in that department. We have a few seconds here. What do you think of that idea?
Well, that's interesting, because I do know this, is that if you freeze, if you're cold, it will actually help you burn brown fat. So, you know, it works both ways.
Help yourself. Dr. Ron Hoffman's website is drhoffman.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Godfather of technical information here, Tech Talk time on Good Day, and Shelley Palmer joins us, as is normally the case. Summertime, fall, winter, spring, he's on the case. And today he's going to talk with you about how a new Kickstarter, a new crowdfunding campaign for smart electric skates, may change the way you get around. They're looking for money, and this is one of the things I've talked a lot about. The Kickstarter is one of the crowdfunding sites. There are a number of them. Indiegogo is another good one where you can come up with an idea and try to market it and get some money to make more of whatever it is that you're selling. Part of our discussion, if you listen to hour number 6 of the Good Day program every day, which turns into an expose aimed at encouraging entrepreneurialism, new businesses, inventions, that sort of thing. My Cool Invention, something to check out online, or in hour 6, it is a way for you to hear how other people, those of you who want to start a business, hear other people are starting businesses, how they're getting funding. It's really an exciting way for you to try to move to the next level. If you have a garage business, a basement business, a little side business, and it really is working well, you need funding. You ought to listen as Shelley Palmer explains how one company is doing it in just a matter of moments here on Good Day.
This report brought to you by Bank of America, working with celebrity chef Michael Simon.
Summer is finally here, and it's time for the All-American Cookout. According to a recent Bank of America survey, 45% of Americans say hamburgers are the entree on the menu most. So don't forget the beef. Michael Simon, TV host and grilling expert.
Hamburgers are an American staple at summer cookouts. But let's try to turn it up a bit this year. Instead of just using ground sirloin, combine equal parts of sirloin, brisket, and short ribs. Then top off your burger with a homemade slaw with a little bit of spicy kick. You and your guests will be amazed at the difference. Throughout the summer, I will be partnering with Bank of America and SiriusEats.com to show off America's best cookout creations. Show us how you barbecue by posting pictures on Twitter, Facebook, and other social networks with the hashtag 123BBQ and have the chance for your picture to be featured on SiriusEats.com.
For more, visit SiriusEats.com/123BBQ.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, why walk to work or even bike when you can get there with smart electric skates? Acton recently launched a Kickstarter for Rocket Skates, the world's first smart electronic skates. Each skate has two hub motors controlled by an onboard microprocessor, and the skates are able to communicate with one another so they maintain the same speed and behavior. The skates also communicate with a companion smartphone app, which includes features like route tracking, skate diagnosis, battery status, and more. Best of all, the skates have no need for a remote control. They're powered by lithium-ion battery packs, which means you'll have a completely hands-free experience. When Rocket Skates launch later this year, they'll be available in three models featuring battery life up to 90 minutes. The Smart Skates blew by their $50,000 Kickstarter goal on their second day. Check out Kickstarter to learn more about Rocket Skates and to make sure you get a pair when they ship in October. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stebbins' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy-to-implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit Barracuda.com/disruptive.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You know, I always love to nose around, Kenny, in the world of what's going on. You are an expert when it comes to Twitter and Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, that sort of thing. I did notice with some degree of interest that this was a while ago, and I wondered if there was an update on following the CIA because they joined Twitter. Why would they join Twitter? It's supposed to be secret. So, I mean, is this one of those silly things that you think, okay, you scratch your head, hello, ding, 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 ding. I was curious because I wondered whether the NSA joined Twitter or whether the FBI is on Twitter or the IRS. You know, we think of Twitter in terms of people, not in terms of things, organizations, businesses. At least that's the way I look at it anyway. Is that a common sort of thing?
Yeah, it's getting more and more common all the time. In fact, let's see, the CIA has 732,000 followers now.
Really?
Huh. In the month since they've been on.
I wonder if that means that they'll be following you if you...
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.